setting hen. Yeah.
Got a place where chickens live?
Chicken house. And they stand on them. You know, we used to have a thing that had like poles, you know, it was like a tree, you know, a little bitty light tree, and you bend it over and you went up this way and you tacked it to the top of the chicken house, mm-hmm. and you tacked these things on top of it, and it was a roost, you know, mm-hmm. chicken roost.
What would a COOP be?
My coop or coop. That's something that you know, put two or three in. Usually you could put two in. You could put one in one end and one at the other, you know, and it was built, you know, from the middle out with little straps. That's something you're going to take them over to grandma's house and yank their head off and cook them for Sunday dinner, you know, chicken coop,
yeah.
you know.
What about the piece of the chicken, say, if you're frying it, the kids like to get something?
Pulley bone.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's supposed to be the story there?
Let me see now. You put it under the table and make a wish, and then you jerk it, and the guy that gets the shortest part, you know, gets the wish, mm-hmm. you know. There's variations on that. Some people say it's the longest part.
Right.
I say, hell, eat the chicken and shut up. You know, I don't care.
Have you ever heard any general term, any comprehensive term that would cover the inside parts of a hog that are edible? You might not eat, but they are edible.
Chitlins?
Okay.
I mean, you know, chitlins, that's hog intestines, you know.
Specifically, it's hog intestines.
Yeah, but, you know,
yeah.
guts.
Have you ever heard harshlet, hashlet?
No.
Nah,
Around here, see, especially, well, a lot of people, man, they eat the brains, they eat the ears, they eat pickled pig's feet, they eat pigtails, they eat chitlins. Yeah, you know, knuckles, man, damn. Sausage, about all I can handle, you know, a little ham down there. But they do, you know. Yeah, whole hog sausage, you know what that means? Even got the feet in there, man, you know, whole hog sausage, ears, eyes. Well, you like that a lot when you're eating it, too, you know. Get them hard spots out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hoof chips.
Mm-hmm.
What about this expression? The farmers, see, it's getting a little late. You might say, well, I always get home so late. It's right on the
sundown.
Or if we'll say if his animals are carrying on because they're hungry.
Right, like feeding time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a farmer call to his cows to get them to come in?
Mm-hmm.
That's the cow.
That's the cow. The hogs, it's a. I don't know why, but it is.
To get them to come to you?
Yeah. You know, like that. They have a hog calling contest. Had a great
right.
uncle one time that won. I believe it's held in Missouri. They also have a bear calling contest.
What do they call a bear for?
I don't know. It's bear necessity, I guess. But you call a horse like this. That little soft whistle. That way. You know? And, you know.
Would you call calves any differently from cows?
It's a calf, you know, just a little bit lighter. You know, you call the word calf. Why, I don't know. You know, this is what they get used to, like teaching a kid a language. And, of course, like I said, you whistle for a dog, but a horse, I don't know. But you try to go to the pasture and get one of my horses to come up by going, and they'll look at you like, hey, fool, I'm eating, you know. They just won't do it. It's what they get used to.
Yeah. You got into this the other day when you were talking about making a turn in town, but what you would say to a horse to get him to turn if you're plowing?
Well, if you want to go right, you say, gee. If you want to go left, you say, haw. If you want to stop, you say, whoa. And your mules, especially, they knew that. You know, you didn't have to, gee, gee, you know. And they just ease to the right, just a little bit, you know, and get off the top of the row. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Yeah. What if you were riding a horse and you wanted to get him started?
Get up, you know.
Okay.
Or come up. Get up was when you was on him. Come up was when you was behind him driving him, you know.
Yeah.
Come up.
You mentioned a call to get pigs to come to you. What if you wanted to scatter them?
Suey. Suey pig, you know. Why? I don't know. That's weird.
Have you ever heard people kind of talk to the pigs when they feed them?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pigs are smart.
Would they care? I mean, you know, something that might say.
Just
you know, like
bullshitting with them.
Piggy,
I mean.
Piggy, piggy, that kind of thing.
Yeah, hey, piggy, 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 what's going on? You know, just, you know.
Would you only say that when you're feeding them?
No, you can get them to come to you that way. You know, hey, piggy, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah. What about chicken?
We even had a call.
Yeah.
You just cluck. You know, just cluck them. Chick, 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 chick.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we could do all of the sounds, you know, bark, 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 you know, and, you know, you can call snakes, yeah, call snakes, man, yeah.
Call snakes.
You can call a snake.